Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me here today is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing grand.
I'm with my wife, Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
And we are with our friend, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
How's it going, cousin?
Excellent, excellent. So here we are. It is post-championship Sunday. The games are over. It's official. Let's get the first boring one out of the way. The Patriots move on to the Super Bowl. Pretty much.
Unfortunately, there's the second one today.
I know, yeah. It ended, the championship Sunday ended on a sour note, not just because of the outcome, but that's my own personal thing, but just the game.
It was a boring game.
It was over by halftime, pretty much, or at least after the first drive of the second half, it was over. You could see Luck was not...
was not lucky.
Right, but, you know, most people knew that it was going to be tough to go into the road for the Colts. I mean, they were just lucky that they got that far into the playoffs.
True.
You know, it was tough for them to go into the road go into New England, which we knew New England wasn't going to lose. The best chance that they had to lose was against the Ravens last week, but...
And that came pretty close.
It came close, but they found a way to pull it out. That's that game, but obviously the bigger game, the best game of the week of the Sunday of today was the early game was Green Bay in Seattle.
And how did the Packers lose? They were ahead 16-0 at the half.
16-0 at the half because the second half score was 22-6. Packers
do the math.
Yeah. Is the tale of two halves. I mean, going in, Russell Wilson had an awful day. Awful, especially by halftime.
Four interceptions?
He threw four interceptions, and he had at one point a 0.0 passing rating.
Has anyone done that, throw four interceptions in a championship game and win the game?
Yes, actually, they had the stat on the screen. Yeah. George Blandin, the 1961 champion, I think that was the AFL championship game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so believe it or not, it happened once upon a time, but yeah, they came back and won it. Very exciting. I mean, there was trick plays. There was the fake field goal. And
that fake field goal was amazing.
It was something unbelievable. I'm not a fan of teams that have the punter as the holder, because just for situations like that, unless you've got a punter who used to play quarterback in college, I personally...
Why, is that a difficult throw?
It can be. I mean, he had to throw across his body. Because he was running out, he was
rolling.
Imagine
that.
Well, he was rolling out to the right, and he threw across his body. He threw
to a wide open lineman, tackle eligible
from on the field goal. Yeah, and then Marshawn Lynch didn't get a lot of traction in the first half or for most of the game, but eventually he turned it on, and then it came down. They scored a touchdown.
Golden cleats.
Yes, he wore golden cleats, and he's going to get fined by the NFL, but Marshawn Lynch does not care.
Just to go back to the tackle-eligible thing for a second, you, at least to me, I would think if you have to report in the tackle-eligible, wouldn't that kind of tip off the other team that maybe you were going to try something? I mean, why do you need an eligible receiver for a PAT otherwise, you know, or a field goal?
Well, I think it's pretty much anybody who's on the field is eligible if you line up on a kick, I think. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, so you're looking, to block, and then he just kind of sifts his way out there. I mean, that's all he did.
Yeah, he just found his way out.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a traditional or a base offense.
Right, kind of leaked out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, but the Seahawks almost messed it up. They left a minute 25 on the clock. Green Bay had three timeouts left. Aaron Rodgers had the ball, and they were able to go down and kick a field goal to tie it. And then in overtime, Seattle Wilson finally found Kurse. Three of his four interceptions were towards Kurse.
Yeah.
Right.
Number 15.
And they never gave him up on the guy.
No, they didn't. I mean, Baldwin muffed a punt or a kickoff that Green Bay recovered and got 3 points off of. Kurse was, he tipped a ball that got intercepted, and the other two were in his direction that got picked off as well. But to end the game, he threw a deep ball, and Kurse got it, and that's all she wrote.
And the 2-point conversion that they got to even make it a tie game to send it to OT, that was amazing. He had all the time in the world. It was amazing how much time they gave. They kept giving Wilson so much time that they didn't need to is really kind of amazing.
And time to throw the ball. I mean, he was, for some of the plays, just sort of standing there.
Yeah, well, in that play, he rolled out to the right and he threw across the field, which was, that's a tough thing to do.
What about Sherman's arm? I mean, it's obviously not broken. They don't put a temporary cast. They don't do anything. He walks around, looks in pain, holds it against his body, and plays the one-armed man.
And he played it successful. Right? They did.
Now with Revis in the Super Bowl, now the argument starts again. Who's the best corner? Well, the guy with two arms or the guy with one?
Well, I would think in 2 weeks his arm might be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as it, because what happened was his arm, his tricep got caught underneath his teammates.
So you don't think it was
the back of the helmet? No, it's not his shoulder.
No, they would have had something.
It's not his shoulder, but it was it's probably more some sort of strain or something. Heck, for all I know, it could be a torn tricep, for all I know. Mm. But he wasn't flexing the arm. That's what I saw. But he's the type of guy who's going to be out there in 2 weeks. Don't forget, they've got 2 weeks.
I saw him make a short tackle with one arm. So.
Yeah.
Well, your concern was also Wilson wasn't running the ball at all.
He didn't run, and that he stood in the pocket way too long for him, which is unbelievable. You know, at one point it looked like Green Bay had two spies on him, two guys whose job were to stay on him in case he ran.
And that's when he aired out one of his great passes.
Yeah,
I mean, it looked like they were playing 3-4 on him, and with the two spies and. He just got to stand around, wait all day until he could find his man. So.
Yeah, it was very odd to see he only had 7 rushes or 8 rushes, but usually he has at least 10.
When Aaron Rodgers was clearly running, at one point he looked like he was skipping down the field. Skipping so bad.
Yeah, his leg injury was still hobbling him, but he was able to do well. I mean, the only problem was...
Imagine them, and it's just to watch the game slip away right in front of you.
It was tough, and they had a chance. They had
overtime.
Even before that, after Seattle scored the touchdown to make it 19-14, they went for an onside kick, and it went through Bostic's hands, hit him in the face mask, and then Seattle recovered. So, you know, he's got a long...
Well, even Seattle's two-point play, everything they did seemed like they were destined.
The team of destiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Sherman going out there with one arm, trying to be he's being the emotional leader and showing that... He can do it with one arm. You guys can do it with two. And there's a lot of destiny written on this team.
They'll make a movie out of it at some point.
Well, you'd think so.
Well, they have to win.
Well, they have to win for a lot of reasons.
which brings us to the Super Bowl. It's in 2 weeks, but, you know, everybody wants to. It's never too early to start the hype machine because everybody else is going to. Right now we have the early Vegas line, and Seattle is a favorite, which everybody kind of figured. What was the line, 4?
I think 2.5.
Apologies. Yeah. So 2.5 favorite. You know, that's kind of what I would agree. I said. So that game's in 2 weeks, and you know everything's going to start up. Brady has now been in. He's going to be in 6 Super Bowls, which ties a record for the most. Yeah, this probably might be it
for Brady
if he wins.
If he wins, I don't know if he'll walk away on top.
He should.
But what if he does lose? He'll definitely come back. He's going to try. But I don't. How many more times can they come back to the Super Bowl?
Till they stop writing checks?
Well, that too.
Yeah, but you've also got teams, you know, like the Colts and some others that we saw this season that are just have a younger crop of stronger players. You know, for a good chunk.
It will get better. True.
Yeah, for a good chunk of the Patriots, you know, there's a lot of injuries there. You know, Gronkowski's almost always out with something, and Brady's getting older. So
he
darn.
Is. Yes, I know. No, and it's a turnover. You know, they're the most consistent team and elite in a league full of turnovers, and you know, turnover staff.
But they haven't won since Spygate.
They haven't won since Spygate, and there's been two that they've went to, that they were favored, especially in that 18-0 season, where they became 18-1, but yeah. This is kind of it's on their back. It's going to be hard. And the Super Bowl is the only championship game in sports where if you lose that game, you are considered a bad. You're considered bad.
Yeah.
Like a
loser.
Well,
in the whole league, there's 32 teams and 31 train wrecks.
That's true. Yeah.
And, it is sad.
Yeah. But, I mean, you think about all the great players who went. No, Dan Marino only went to one
Bills
Super Bowl.
4 years in a row.
Four years in a row. Like, that could never happen again. You know, it's never going to happen. But the Bills are considered losers. They are they're a bad franchise because they went to 4 Super Bowls and didn't even win one.
But I think that's also the problem of the one-game championship. You know, in all of the other sports, you have multiple games. So you could say, well, you know, like in baseball, well, they won, you know, three out of the four, and it came down to that last game. And
but football's the only one.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, you know, now that they started in the college football ranks, they have the playoff game. So you're going to start to see that too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at how people viewed Oregon. Oregon couldn't get it over the hump, and, you know, they can't, they're not as strong as the Big Ten teams or the SEC teams and all this stuff. So, you know, they're going to start getting that, but it's really all about the Super Bowl. And if you lose,
I think college has always had that sort of, there's always been that interconference sort of, I don't know what the word is. It's not rivalry even, but it's just like, oh, you know.
Comparing.
Yeah, comparing. It's always been, oh, well, you know, the SEC is always stronger than the Atlantic 10 or whatever. I'm just pulling names out, but you know what I mean? It's like,
no, absolutely.
That's always been an argument about, oh, well, sure, they were voted the champion, but, you know, if they'd had to play, you know, but they played in the Big Ten, and if they played in the Pac-10, they never would have been number one or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
So that's why we have to expand it.
Yes, yeah. There's going to be more expansion in the college football.
Nobody ever put their foot in the door and didn't keep pushing on the door.
Well, now the Big Ten is up to how many teams?
Well, the Big 14. Yeah, they've got
14.
Yeah, they've got 14, but they're not going to change the name.
Or the math.
It's true. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. You'll say, but I think it's going to stop at eight. They're not going to go past eight teams. The top eight teams will get in or something like that. So
I was more excited to watch Ohio's marching band personally.
I was disappointed with their halftime show at the championship game. They did Wizard of Oz, which was pretty good. They did like a tornado effect, but the better one was at the Sugar Bowl when they did
They did the space show.
That was good. Movies like space-based movies.
Yeah,
like Apollo 13, Star Trek.
The theme of the show.
It was very cool. Very cool.
Yes. And they had a whole Enterprise. They had a launch for Apollo 13. They did music from Independence Day.
Well, they're the best damn band in the land.
They are.
Now they're the best damn team in the land, too. So it's
they
cool.
deserve it.
That's right. Yeah. So 2 weeks without football. Well, you could watch the Pro Bowl. I'm not going to watch the Pro Bowl. I'm not very interested in the Pro Bowl.
Team Carter and Team
Irvin.
And who do you like?
I would prefer Carter. Okay. I don't know who he's going to pick, but...
So we both can't be right.
No, we can't. Somebody's going to be
ladies,
wrong.
What do you think?
I don't even know what's going on.
Well, Michael Irvin and Chris Carter are the coaches for the Pro Bowl.
Have they chosen the teams yet, or does that...
Well, they have the pool of players, and then they're going to start doing the fantasy draft. It's fantasy football for real.
Right, I'm familiar with that. Yeah. Like, when do they pick the teams, tomorrow?
I don't know.
Because I don't know, I can't pick based on...
You're not feeling it.
I'm not feeling it, I'm sorry. When they don't, you know, you only hear about, what was it, Sean Taylor, when he was alive and he was still playing, he like hit the punter really hard, and that was, wow, did you see that? That's the only actual hit that happens
in
those games.
Game.
Yeah, they play...
Well, I think once the show goes celebrity, aren't they soon to be off the air?
Pretty much.
You know, so if they're going celebrity coaches here, maybe that's
well. Also, I mean, you know, the NFL has their All-Star game at the end of the season.
Right.
All the other sports have their All-Star game in the middle.
Yeah.
Right. So at least it keeps it interesting. But when you're done and you got nothing else to really play for,
there's also no incentive. You know, the baseball.
The incentive is to go to Hawaii, but
for
that's
the players.
About it.
I ain't going to Hawaii.
I thought
the
incentive was when they set the line.
that's true.
But well, yeah, they did add the thing to baseball that this determines home team or I think
meaningful.
I think that's only baseball because I don't think basketball
no,
or hockey
they
do
don't.
Anything like that.
No, that's just
and hockey's like and so because of that, you know, hockey's done things like the All-Star game in baseball. They kept it AL versus NL.
But it's really the home run derby that I watch.
Well, sure.
Wow.
Oh, I love the home run derby.
I want to see the dunk contest.
I like the three-point contest.
Well, stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, home run derby. Dingers.
Yeah, dingers. The skills competition in hockey, fastest skater, trying to hit all five slots.
And I guess what I was saying is that their version of the celebrity coach fantasy football for real or whatever, is they've done a few gimmick. They stopped doing East versus West. They did U.S. players or North American players versus non-North American players. You know, they've done things like that because otherwise it was just the West beating up on the East every year and it got boring.
Right.
So.
They kept it interesting. And they still do a good job.
And that sounds, you know, that's an interesting thing to do. Whereas, you know, really the NFL hasn't changed up the Pro Bowl and there's, again, no incentive to watch. It has no bearing on the actual Super Bowl. And
that's actually part of the problem, I think, is that the Super Bowl teams they're going to have some of the best players, and of course none of them are going to play because they don't want to get injured before the Super Bowl.
The incentive is for the viewer is there's no football on this week. Mm-hmm. We're the only game in town if you want to watch football. You know, if you're really jiving, you're like, I can't wait 2 whole weeks.
But isn't that true with most pageants? I mean, aren't pageants down like Miss America? People don't go to that anymore.
No.
So it is like a pageant, right? You bring out these celebs and they do their moves for you or whatever. But you know they're not really trying hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, unless they're paying me to go down to Hawaii.
You can't do this. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of
Hawaii part
touch.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah,
I am looking forward to the evening gown competition.
Yeah, well, some of the quarterbacks do have nice legs there, right, but...
Yeah, it'll all be on the golf course, and they're all wearing the Hawaiian shirts. Yeah.
So it's more for them than for us.
Yeah, of course. And if you want to get into it, but, you know, that's not me, so... So, in any case, so the real game is going to be in 2 weeks. We'll see. But I obviously want the Seahawks, but that's just me. I think a lot of other people might, but we'll see. I don't know. It's going to be a good game, I'm hoping. That's all I want. You don't want to blow out.
Yeah. If the Super Bowl is anything like the Green Bay Seattle game, then I'll at least be happy or happier.
Yeah.
Because then it'll at least be interesting. I mean, nobody wants to see a blowout because that just gets boring by halftime.
Just look at last year's and wasn't fun.
No.
To 48. So. All right. So we will we'll talk about that as it comes up. But thank you very much for listening. Thank you for joining me, everybody. And
you're
enjoying
welcome.
The games today, and this was fun. So we will see you later. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good night.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.